This program is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. Now, Health Watch, featuring Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor and founder of Innovative Medical Associates, with valuable information that could help you improve your quality of life. Now, Health Watch.
We're patriotic today. Well, we weren't here for the 4th of July, so we're going to celebrate today. Dr. Molly and I are returning. Good to have you with us here. Health Watch every Sunday, our live version from 8 till 9 here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates located in Marlton, New Jersey. We discuss the who, what, when, where, why, and how of Innovative Medical Associates, how they and their staff can help you potentially improve your quality of life, and how it is really overall it's beneficial to you. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210, at any time during the course of the show. If you have a question or you have a medical challenge that you want to run by Dr. Molly, feel free to call in 855-839-1210. As we say good morning to Dr. Molly.
Hey, John. Good to be here. Nice day. Beautiful day. Glad to be here. Hope people had a great 4th of July. 250 years.
That is really a milestone.
Yeah, well, you know, we have a lot of milestones in our life, too. 30 years, John, in October.
Yes.
And
I
bet you we're together 25 out of that 30 years.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And my lovely Linda's been with me 30 years. And it just doesn't seem like it.
It seems like yesterday.
That's right. That's yes. Well, you know what I believe, John? We were a little ahead of the curve, as you know. I think it has served me well because it's allowed me to actually help people for all this time, which has been an amazing journey. Amazing journey.
Yes, it has. And, you know, many, many times I get people saying, you know, that stuff you do every week, is that... And one friend, he's very smart, and he says, does that work?
Well, you know, we're here. And I are here. I think that's a testament to what we do, okay, because we believe in what we do, and I think we both actually sit in the chair. So, yeah, I would say, yes, it does work. But again, you know, hydration is just the vehicle by which the actual natural and subclinical doses of pharmaceuticals, et cetera, works. That's all. It's a vehicle. It's a vehicle, and it helps. And I don't know how we can tell people except come on in for that free consult.
That's right. Okay, so let's get started with what do you do? What's different?
Right.
What's different from Dr. Molly as opposed to other places where you may go?
Sure. Well, first of all, we're a group of like-minded healthcare providers in that the physicians, the nurses, and myself, we all believe in utilizing anything that any other primary care facility can do. So they all work out of Marlton, my primary care facility. And what that does is it actually allows us to write prescriptions if you need it, send you to specialist if and when you need it, get radiology if and when you need it. So fundamentally, we can do anything that a primary care facility can. But in addition, we believe that the use of hydration therapy as a vehicle for delivering God's ingredients or natural substances to augment pharmaceuticals for most people can help them and reduce the side effects. Actually, one of the commercials that was running right before me, right?
You
heard the
side effects
for a cardiac situation. Reduce the side effects by utilizing a smaller amount or in some way changing how a patient can take those pharmaceuticals. Of course, with the help of Dr. Kaska and other physicians that I have, and utilize that and help a patient get through this without the side effects from the drugs.
You know, I wanted to point out that one of the things that you do, and we don't talk about this enough, is that you take the time and you really study what the patient's problems are. Because I remember going back many years, you have boxes of
yes.
on your desk And you're saying, well, I got to go through this. And I'm thinking, you're going to, I mean, it's unbelievable.
It is.
But you take the time, and that's really significant because many places don't do that.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. One of my patients said they were sitting in their doctor's office. This is a true story. Sitting in one of their doctor's offices, and all of a sudden her computer flashed, the doctor's computer flashed. Now, she's sitting facing the doctor, but she could see the flash. There's a flash that comes on. And apparently it was the suits in administration telling that doctor she spent too much time with her. This is a specialist, by the way, a GI specialist. And my patient, you know, is a wonderful gal. She's a nurse. My patient is a nurse, a smart gal. She's been treated for something that they can't quite put their finger on. She comes to me and augments what she's doing and says, I said, listen, I have an idea. And I threw out the idea. And she said, that's funny. My husband and I were talking about your idea before you said it. Interesting. But her doc isn't on board yet. But here's the thing. It was a telling tale to me. How much time does everybody spend with their physicians? You know, whether it's your primary care physician or your specialist. To me, it should warrant more than a 15-minute visit.
And that's long in some cases.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's really scary, right?
I remember my mother. If it was 2 minutes, it was a lot.
Yeah, well, that's true. Back in the day, they had the little pill package. They put it all in there and said, go home. I'll see you in the morning. Yeah. Call me in the morning, right? That was the joke, but it's true.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid we're back to that. So in our case, what we try to do is, every week I go through the charts. I mean, we go through our charts and have a conference every week, generally on a Tuesday, every week with the medical director. And if I want to bring in another physician consultant, generally we either have them on a Zoom and or, you know, on the phone, and we talk about your case, right? Particularly if we have an idea and we want to follow through on that. So this is not a simple thing. I mean, I just don't throw you in the chair and whip up a batch here and say, this is going to be your treatment protocol. No. Orders are given every week, generally, on each of the current patients.
Okay, let's talk about the amount of treatments. And I know we were talking before the show. It's really open-ended sometimes because you don't know what you're going to face as you go down the line
continuum.
Terms of your treatment.
Sure.
So what's kind of a ballpark of treatment amounts?
I would say people start to feel improvement in as little as five treatments. As little as five treatments. However, we don't even encourage just taking five treatments. We're saying we need at least 10 treatments to start to effectuate the change for most people, particularly when they come in, let's say with the cancer patients. You know that's going to be something like maybe 15 weeks of treatments at least. So it really depends on the patient, and it depends on how many times they're coming in, and generally that's really decided probably after the second treatment, because at that point I can see how well the fluids were taken, discuss with the medical director and other physicians what the order should be like after this, and we go from there. So anywhere between 5 and 15 treatments, we start to see real changes.
Do you change up the protocols?
Yes, of course.
Along the way?
Of course. No protocol. Here's the deal. It really can change week to week. For example, cancer patients, we change a little bit. I'm not saying we change the vitamin C, but we may change doses of the vitamin C, and we may not always give you vitamin C because we may not want to interfere with what's going on with your chemotherapy or your radiation. We may be looking at things like the anti-inflammatories and changing up and making vitamin C a pro-oxidant to enhance the chemotherapy, that kind of thing, and get you through it. That's the bottom line.
I know you've told me many times, I come in and you say, well, you know, I changed your bag up a little bit today.
Yes, because of what we discussed.
Right, and you've done that many times.
Right, exactly.
So it's, and you do that for all the patients, not just for me.
That's why I say to them, stop worrying about the color of your bag, will you? Don't worry so much about that. Let's not worry. Yeah. And don't worry if this week maybe I take a small bag off. Don't worry about that. It's really got to do with the individuality of the protocol. And that, my friend, is why we are a medical hydration clinic. because we're not just going to throw bags up there and say, okay, here's the bag for your overnight drug whatever problem or your overnight drinking problem. Today you have a headache from that. That's easy. Okay, we're not a spa.
And, you know, it's interesting you bring that up because you're talking about spas and how they approach it.
Oh, man.
And it's completely different from what you are.
Yes, of course.
And you are truly a medical facility.
Right. We want to help you get some quality of life if you have a chronic type of condition. And here's the other thing. I do a lot of young men, okay, who really don't have chronic conditions. They have maybe joint pains. They have some muscle aches, this kind of thing. They're interested in longevity. That may have a certain protocol that may go for 10 treatments, if you see what I'm saying, utilizing certain things in their bag. That's a different story than when people come in with things like arthritis, when people come in with cancer or autoimmune diseases and the environmental issues. People come in for the environmental medicine. You can be sure their treatment plan may not all be the same because sometimes it's mold, sometimes it's allergies to certain other substances. We need to see where you guys are. Where are you? Where is my patient at one given time? That decides how we do this.
We have talked about a lot of patients and a lot of different things that you have helped them with.
Right.
But what's like the number one?
I would say the number one right now is autoimmune and various types of autoimmune. And I'm still seeing post-COVID patients, which is unbelievable. And one of the things they may develop something which we'll talk about a little later when we get into what the meat of our program. But I am seeing people with autoimmune disorders, cancer, and interestingly enough, I'm seeing patients who are going through traditional cancer treatments, and they really want to minimize the side effects of their traditional treatment or the conventional treatment.
Yes.
That I'm seeing. And that has to be done very, very carefully. And this involving my physicians, my physician consultants, and the medical director. It has to be done very, very carefully. And we do it. We do it well.
We are coming up on our first break of the morning. Our show is called Health Watch. And you'll find us here every Sunday, our live version from 8 till 9, here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. The number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. That's 855-839-1210. If at any time during the course of the show you have a question or you have a medical challenge that you want to run by Dr. Molly, feel free to call in, 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I are returning with more of today's edition of Health Watch right after these words. Operators are standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and the number, 856-489-0505, 856-489-0505. We're going to discuss the importance of the initial consultation in a couple of minutes, but for right now, if you want to call and set up that initial consultation, it's complimentary, 856-489-0505, and the website, a lot of good information on that, innovativemedicalassociates.com, innovativemedicalassociates.com is the website. Our program is Health Watch every Sunday, our live version here from 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210. WPHT. We're going to talk to John in Marlton. John, good morning. Welcome to Health Watch.
Hey, John.
Good morning, John. Dr. Molly, how you guys doing?
Hey.
Good.
It's John the barber, man. How are you, John?
And I have to comment on some of the things that you fellows have said this morning.
Okay.
Number one, Linda can't be with you for 30 years because she told me she was 45.
That's right. Aglet, see, she usually doesn't lie, John. I have to say that. But maybe
she can't be.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, as far as you talking about seeing patients and what they have, you walk around that room and you talk to every patient. What are you doing? How you feeling? What's wrong? I told you 3-4 weeks ago what was bothering me. Mm-hmm. You put me on a bag of something from Italy.
Yes.
That has completely wiped it out. wiped it out.
Thank you, John.
I was filling up Kleenex, like 8, 10 tissues a day. Last week, I didn't even use one.
Homeopathic.
I mean, it's amazing. I don't know what you put in that bag, but besides your love, it's been great.
Thank you, John. And now that's interesting because, you know, normally we try to help you with things like the arthritic type pain, you know. But in that case, when you brought it to my attention, I realized now there are certain protocols for lungs. So I switched you up a little bit and also addressed a little bit about the pain. So I think I think you're a testament to what we do.
My pain has eased.
Yeah.
I get some Wednesday. After I take my treatment Wednesday morning.
Right.
From Wednesday afternoon until Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm really pretty darn good. Then Saturday night.
Well, John, you're only 35 years old. You're only 35 years old. Come on.
I don't understand it.
Neither do I.
And the other thing that I wanted to say is I've been on that for 4 weeks now.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing. It really is.
Well,
and also, tell Bob, if he's listening, tell Bob I said hello. I know his leg is better, but at least he should come in for a bag of vitamin C.
I agree with that. God bless you. Thank you, my friend.
He's a wonderful guy, Bob.
Thank you, John. Thank you, John. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, John.
Thanks for the call. Honest to goodness, John's been a great patient. He's talking about Bob, my pilot friend.
Okay.
That's who he's talking about, and he's right. His leg is better, and that was another situation. You wouldn't go to a spa for when you have a wound or need some wound care, and his legs were giving him terrible, terrible pain as well. So, yeah, I mean, I do a lot of things. It's not one thing, and thank God for Dr. Kaska. Thank God for all my consulting physicians when they come. Listen, you know, how do you think they become my consulting physicians? They start out as patients.
All of them did.
Yeah, they start thinking about this. Let me try it. You know, don't close your mind, folks. Don't close your mind. And believe me, in science, we can close our minds. You know, we have a thought process that you go A, B, C, D. That's it. It's, you know, this is what happens. And then you do it. But I got to say, don't close your mind to some natural type of treatments.
855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. John's call kind of brought out what I was going to talk about just briefly, and that is the benefits when you get the initial consultation, you'll kind of see what the benefits are. But if you become a patient, and here's a story. John told the story. I had a situation a couple weeks ago where I said, I got this neuropathy in my feet, and he said, I got something for that.
Yeah.
And a horse chestnut.
Let me tell you something. Horse chestnut sales must have gone up through the roof. People are calling me for, where you get this horse chestnut?
Yeah,
okay.
That's right.
Now, they don't want to come in, but they want to know where can we get that horse chestnut.
So that's it. And then one of your nurses, Mary Ann, we were relating a story. I said, you know, it's amazing. Dr. Molly has all this knowledge of things. And I told her about the horse chestnut, and she said, you know, I had this thing, and she mentioned the condition, where you gave her a patch,
right?
And she said it cleared it up right away. So it's just what I'm trying to point out to our audience is that there's so many things that you do and can do that people don't realize that it's not just the hydration.
No.
It's other things.
It's other things. The good news about the hydration, John, is it puts you in my facility at least once a week or once every other week.
Yeah.
And so we have an opportunity to really dive into some of the things that are going on for you. It isn't just you come in for your initial consultation. We love that, right? Come in, we'll get you started, whatever. But then there's dialogue ongoing. And what do you think I'm doing? Before our Tuesday meetings, I'm able to really talk about some of the challenges that I see in these patients while they're sitting there and what's going on and what changes have occurred. You know, and that goes both ways. Sometimes a change might be a negative change, in which case we have to jump on that and say, why did this happen to this patient? What do we need to do to correct that and move them to a good quality of life? So this is an ongoing dialogue that the docs and I have all the time. Docs and the nurses, we have a full group team there. And that is made the difference. I mean, I'm the point person, I like to say. But, you know, I take in everything that everybody else tells me. And then we put together the plan. But I have the protocols and have a lot of experience utilizing these protocols. And there isn't a particular protocol. Listen. Everybody knows there's one protocol out there. You can get high dose vitamin C, whatever. But that's only one portion of what we do. The protocols vary individually to each and every patient.
I see your wheels always turning.
Well, yeah, I think a lot, that's for sure.
You know, and even when you're in the clinic and I'll see you talking to different people and I'm saying, yeah, I can hear the wheels turning.
Yeah, I know, I know. It's an interesting phenomenon when I go home because I don't really turn it off. Sometimes I'm up, you know, sometimes I actually go to bed thinking about a particular case and come up with the solution in the morning. And I know that's the good Lord talking. That's what I know. I know he's the big doctor, and that's what I say. He's the chief of our staff, right? That's it.
Yeah. It's interesting because I've seen you do that many times. And then you'll come in the next day or the day after, whenever I see you, you'll say, you know what? I got something for you.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like, you're right. You don't turn this off.
I don't. I don't turn it off. I definitely do not turn it off. Even sitting, I'd have to tell the truth. Even sitting on the beach, other people were like, I ran into people I know and we start talking. We're talking about some of the things in my clinic. And I find that we're doing that all the time. So now I'm talking about a case. Oh, you know, you want to look into this particular nutraceutical or that. And I'm thinking, you know, in fact, somebody said, hey, Molly, why don't you turn that off a little bit, right? Stop. Stop. Why don't we talk about, you know, the soccer teams or something? I said, yeah, I know. It's not my interest.
It's really amazing because you're on the beach. And
yeah, people come up to me. Hey, isn't that Dr. Molly? Oh, Dr. Molly, how about this? Let me ask you something. What do you think about my gut infection? Actually, that just happened to me yesterday on the beach. Your gut infection. I said, tell me a little bit more about it. Then I said, listen, I'm not a physician, but I'm going to tell you what I would do from a natural point of view. This is what I would do. And then I would make an appointment and come and see me. And they did. They said, I'm coming into the office. I said, thank you. Because, you know, then you can get the beauty of the knowledge from my medical directors and together we can help you with your challenge.
And there is a wide variety of knowledge
all
of you have.
Yes.
I mean, Dr. Kasica is...
She's an anesthesiologist for 30 years, man. She knows what she's doing. I also consult with an oncologist, and I also have a primary care physician who comes in, and we chat about cases morning, noon, and night. And I also have a guy who is board certified in GI, a wonderful, wonderful, smart diagnostician, man. When I'm stumped on a GI problem, whatever, I go to him right away. And we review cases. And what I want to say is your case doesn't leave my clinic, okay, unless we refer you to the specialist. That's different. Then they'll request the records. But it isn't like I'm removing your file and sharing your file. I'm sharing the statistics and the important facts of your particular challenge.
We are coming up on our halfway point of the show. It is Health Watch every Sunday, 8 till 9, here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. We got a couple of open lines. If you have a question for Dr. Molly or you have a medical challenge that you want to run by her, 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I are returning with more of today's edition of Health Watch right after these words. Operators standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and the number 856-489-0505. Again, 856-489-0505. When you call, you want to book that initial consultation, and we've talked about how important that is, which you can really learn about what Dr. Molly can potentially do for you and how it can potentially help you in your overall health picture. 856-489-0505. The initial consultation is complimentary, so it doesn't cost you anything. Again, 856-489-0505. And the website, innovativemedicalassociates.com, innovativemedicalassociates.com. medicalassociates.com is the website. Our show is Health Watch every Sunday, the live version here from 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Our number here in the studio right now, if you want to talk to Dr. Molly, 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. We're going to talk about arthritis, and this is one of those things, Dr. Molly, where you see more commercials.
That's right.
For
That's
arthritis right. creams and cures. And
well, you know
so
why,
talk
John,
about this.
John, 54 million people in the USA have arthritis of one type or another. But the problem is arthritis is not a single condition, right? It's really a broad brush. So there are many conditions affecting the joints, and it, not only arthritis. But, you know, this came up because you and I talked about regenerative medicine last week or the week before. And so, you know, this is one of the main things we see in the regenerative medicine portion of our practice. And, of course, it really is symptoms are, talk about screwing up your quality of life. The symptoms of arthritic conditions definitely do that. The thing is, again, arthritis can be broken down. There's several different types. But in our clinic, we see a lot of rheumatoid arthritis, which is systemic, meaning it can affect the whole body. It presents with symptoms affecting hands, wrists, knees on both sides, fatigue, fever, lack of appetite, believe it or not, and pain, stiffness, swelling, and tenderness of the joints. We also see osteoarthritis in many cases, and that's wear and tear. That's a decreased range of motion, pain, aching in the joints of the hands, knees, hips, neck, lower back, stiffness, and swelling. So we have hydration protocols that can help people with various types of arthritis. By the way, last week I had a patient who came in and said, I have a problem with my feet and I think it must be in the arches. I looked at him and I said, oh, really? I said, tell me about it. He said, oh, my big toe's swollen. That's gout. Right? We saw it. So we took off his shoe. The nurses came over, went to see Dr. Pat. He goes, yeah, gout. So guess what that is? That's gouty arthritis. So he didn't realize this. So, of course, it wasn't his arches at all. So there are many types. And I also have just seen reactive arthritis, which affects the joints with joint pain, etc. And what happens is that can be as a result of a trigger of a side effect of a post-viral or infections of one type or another. So I see a lot of that. It can be mild or severe. And it starts usually 6 to 8 weeks after an infection of some kind. What do I see it in a lot now? Post-COVID.
COVID's never going away, right?
Yeah. So each one of these, for the most part, has a a component of the hydration therapy in their treatment plan, but it may also entail an injection into the joints.
All right, we're going to go to the phones. We have Marilyn in Philadelphia. Marilyn, hi. Good morning. Welcome to Health Watch.
Hi, how are you doing, Dr. Molly?
Could you turn down your radio a little bit, Marilyn?
Yes.
Thank you.
I have it all the way down. Is that better?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. A couple of weeks ago you spoke about NAD and mitochondria.
Yes.
I read an article just this week, a couple days ago, actually, and it was talking about people that, they have this thing where they're trying to express something and they lose the words, they spoke to a doctor, and the doctor, it was just went on and on about this NAD and mitochondria. Could you speak a little bit about that?
Sure, I can speak a little bit about that. In particular, if you're talking about some neuro types of issues, one of the things you want to realize is that the brain can get some protein deposits, that kind of thing, right? That can also impede the ability of people to come up with a word or whatever. But NAD, for the most part, what I'm looking at, they're usually looking at it in terms of how it can open up the vessels and get more blood flow to the brain, which, of course, brings more oxygen, which, of course, then enhances your memory and your speaking and everything else. But it really can be related to age, right? As we age, unfortunately, the mitochondria in our cells as they reproduce age as well. The idea is NAD can help with that and help slow down the aging process, meaning the molecular aging process. The key to using NAD, folks, is what I say all the time, though. You got to use it like Goldilocks. You don't want to use too much, and you don't want to use too little. And we found that the best way to deliver NAD, believe it or not, is through hydration. It's the quickest. It's the safest way to deliver it. You know what kind of quantity you're getting and good. And then you put some people on some oral. There's a lot of NAD product out there, Marilyn, and some of it's good and some of it's not so good. So I would research them very well before I'd start that. And by the way, is there any other challenges that you were having in terms? Usually the neuro challenges are just a symptom of other challenges, like pain somewhere or things like that. Is there anything else related to aging that you're interested in?
Oh, pain? arthritis, of course.
Yes. Okay. And I mentioned that on purpose because, yes, what's happening is you have arthritis and you're saying it's actually osteoarthritis, right? The common type of arthritis. Yeah. Damage to the cartilage and that kind of thing. Again, this damage over time, and it can happen by joint injury or an infection. So that's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's not one thing. NAD alone. I would also tell you to get coenzyme Q10. You want to help mitochondria, coenzyme Q10 as well. Okay?
What? Could you say that again? I can't.
Sure.
I didn't write it down.
Coenzyme Q10. John knows all about CoQ10.
Because I'm taking it every day.
Coenzyme, and you can go in the health food store and ask for CoQ10. But again, there's a lot of bad product out there. So look carefully.
Yes.
Okay? God bless you.
Thanks a lot.
God bless
you. Thank you, Marilyn. Thanks for the call.
That was a nice question.
Yes.
And again, it goes right into what's going on with arthritis as well, because obviously if your mitochondria is damaged, you're going to have some pain. And the chronic pain is particularly troublesome to people, meaning the pains in the joints, etc. So when I was talking about regenerative medicine, I was talking about coming in when you have these arthritic pains, particularly knee, shoulder, small joints, that kind of thing. One of the things that helps with this is we have to look at what kind of product we can use along with anything that maybe your physician is giving you, like the NSAIDs or aspirin or some things like that, to help you with your pain. And there are many things, frankincense being one of them. We deliver that in a way that works for our patients. But we also can do things for our patients who have arthritis by really going over some of the reasons why they have it. Is this a family history of arthritis, or is it something that you just developed after COVID? So, again, the treatment protocol would be different for both, but it falls under our regenerative program, because what we want to do is we want to actually help you limit your pain from the arthritic condition, get your muscle stronger. There's a way to do that with things like NAD and possibly some peptides as well. And this gives us an opportunity to help you get through this once we really put our fingers on what is the cause of your particular arthritic condition. If it's autoimmune, we approach it in one manner. If it's osteoarthritis and happens when the cartilage is worn down, we immediately can do something like PRP and then follow that with some hydration that will help that PRP really set in and do the job.
Regenerative medicine, I know you've talked about this. And when it comes to arthritis, do you attack it with regenerative medicine and then some additional things?
Right.
You mentioned NAD.
So what we do, our regenerative medicine program attacks it locally. If you need an injection, let's just go through one. You have knee pain, okay?
Yes.
And maybe you have a small tear in there. So Dr. Kaskin may decide to do an injection right into the knee using your own platelets, right? And the growth factors with your own platelets in your knee. Then our program then says, okay, now Dr. Molly, you have a protocol for me, Dr. Kaska, to use with this patient. May I look at this protocol, and I'll give an order for it if we like it. And, of course, that's what happened. She liked the protocol. We have a protocol using boswellic acid. We have a protocol using curcumin. Not at the same time you get the shot, because we don't want to put out the inflammatory process because we're starting it. But we then look at giving you a few IVs after this shot, maybe a day or so later. And in doing that, we can utilize things like peptides, collagen for one. Collagen can be delivered to the same area. If your collagen has is the problem, we use the collagen. We may want to use something like, we may want to use lemon balm. We may just want to calm you down, because maybe part of the problem is that, you know, you're having sleep disturbances from this and you really need something else to help you get through this. And there are many things, so it depends individually on the patient.
Just like everything else, it's a variety of treatment protocols that you have.
That's right.
It's not just the regenerative medicine.
No. The regenerative medicine is great. It's a wonderful thing, and it helps. I mean, we've had people whose tears have been improved. We've had people who dance out of this days later. But I can tell you, it's because they do some other things. We have to look at, how do we get to help a patient improve their quality of life, do no harm, figure out what's the underlying cause of their particular chronic pain? Is it what type of arthritis it is? And then what do we do about it? You know, so like for the gout patient, obviously we may want to use a little bit of traditional medicine. We may want to use that subclinical dose in a way through the hydration, as well as then giving them anti-inflammatories that day, like boswellic acid. So there are many things. And another important factor in all of our regenerative programs is LDN, low-dose naltrexone. You've heard me speak about repurposed medications, and we use plenty of them. We do.
We are coming up on our final break of the morning. Our show is called Health Watch, and you will find us here every Sunday, 8 till 9, here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. We have a couple of minutes left of the show. We still have time for one or two calls, so 855-839-1210. Is our number here in the studio. Again, if you have a question for Dr. Molly, or you have a medical challenge you want to run by her, 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I are returning with more of today's Health Watch right after these words. We are back here on Health Watch, and as always, operators standing by at Innovative Medical Associates, and they will be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock this morning. So, you know, just because the show ends doesn't mean the operators go home. They work all day, and they don't have beach time today. 856-489-0505, 856-489-0505, and the website, innovativemedicalassociates.com, innovativemedicalassociates.com is the website. And don't forget, if you miss any of today's show or you just want to hear it again, we have our Health Watch replay this afternoon from 4 until 5, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. Kind of wrapping up this discussion of arthritis.
Yeah, one of the things I want to say with these arthritic conditions is that there are related conditions for people who have arthritis. They're likely to develop diabetes, right? Inflammatory arthritis can contribute to this. Heart disease. Inflammatory arthritis causes the blood vessels to narrow. The young lady was talking about that who called earlier, which increased the risk of heart-related complications. Lung disease. People with RA are more likely to develop chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and other lung disorders, including interstitial lung disease. So there's real reasons for this. And osteoporosis, which, of course, is the bone loss, et cetera, and the weakness. So how do you live with arthritis? Well, one of the ways is when people come in on a more regular basis, you see that they may come in once every 3 weeks or every 2 weeks and get a dose of the anti-inflammatories that we're able to deliver through the hydration. And on top of that, I'm a big proponent in low-impact exercising. And you know, Dr. Carroll, who's our physical therapy doctor, right? We talk about this all the time. People our age should be walking, John, a lot.
Yes.
Okay, if you can. And now's the time to do it. It's beautiful weather, not too hot, not too cold. Right now is a good day. Get out and start walking. You don't have to walk a marathon, and you don't have to rush. This is something that's not a sprint, but a long-term solution. So I want to say that living with arthritis can be done, and you can lead a life of relatively pain-free if you take the right supplements in the right dosing and delivery, the right delivery.
Mark in Northeast Philadelphia. Mark, good morning. Welcome to Health Watch.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Molly. Very good show. Thank you for all you do. I want to recommend your protocol.
Thank you.
And
thank you, Mark.
A previous caller mentioned Bob.
Oh yeah.
And I
or Bob. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I sat next to him.
Yes, I know.
And we started talking, and he showed me one of the planes, large military aircraft. And we started talking. I have a relative who his grandfather or something started the Civil Air Patrol.
How
in
about that?
Pennsylvania.
See, listen. You guys, you patients are all so intelligent. This is the thing. You know, I really appreciate this call. I'm going to tell you why, Mark. It just goes to show, I tell John this all the time. People say to me, hey, you know, what happens? Our patients are very intelligent people. They're thinking out of the box all the time in every portion of their life. God bless you, Mark. God bless you. And I know I'm sure Bob's listening. He'll get a kick out of that.
Oh, wow. He may not remember me, but anyway, he mentioned to me, and I'd come across this once before, but not really engaged in it, red light therapy.
Oh, yes. And, we use that in our clinic. We use red light therapy. In fact, I would say that it contributed very, very much to the well-being of one of my patients who has psoriatic arthritis, where they have the skin patches, etc. Yeah, red light therapy is wonderful. It's really taken hold now. Right now, it's pretty popular. So, yes, continue to use red light therapy if you can. Just get a good one, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you,
talking,
Mark.
Molly.
Nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for the call. We want to talk about Sandy.
Yeah,
which
Sandy
kind of
has rheumatoid
is
arthritis, right,
yes.
And severe rheumatoid arthritis. You know, she's been seeing her rheumatologist. She has been taking some of the immunotype therapies that they have out, all the new drugs. But in the end, she's pretty faithful with coming back to us because she said that we, for the most part, have been able to manage a lot of her chronic pain. And you know, you see her.
Yes.
And she's been my patient on and off for probably 20 out of the 30 years that I've been there. And I would tell you that she's sharp. She was a school teacher, very intelligent science teacher at that. But again, it has to do with, you know, look, you got to get that get up and go. What I'm saying is she has it, and it's rough for her because the arthritic conditions are pretty severe, as you know.
Yes, I see that.
And we must be doing something right or she wouldn't be coming back.
That's true. That's true. Also, I know you wanted to talk about the young man who
the wound had, care. Yeah, yes.
I saw him, and I mean,
those wounds were terrible.
I felt so bad.
Well, it turns out that it's now 3 weeks into treatment, and I would tell you that his blood culture came back negative. The cultures on the legs are negative, and I'm wrapping him up so that he can go back to Indiana. And I'm not going to mention his age because I got it wrong last time. So anyway, but yeah, and I will tell you that, you know, I am very concerned. And he's a good case of lifestyle changes because he has to lose that weight because he's putting pressure on his joints and his legs that were looking so bad. But we were able to get them back under control.
You were able to also help him lose weight.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have a weight reduction program.
Yes.
There's so much stuff we do, I don't know, you know. Somebody said, what do you really do? As you know, John, it's hard to tell.
Yes. Here we go again. We just talked about this red light therapy,
right?
And I didn't know that.
Yeah, man, it's in
the
exam room in our place. Yes, red light therapy, and it is good, by the way. Ask anybody who's been taking it.
We have about a minute left.
Sure.
Is there any other patients you want to talk
about?
Well,
I have a group that came in, an older gentleman. He's only 73 years old, and I am concerned about him because his wife, you know, he's forgetful, and he has a couple of other problems. And not just the pain. He's worried about his pain. I'm worried about what's going on in the neuro end of this. So I've been treating him gently. I'm waiting for some blood work. They just started last week. They're from out of town. I'm waiting for some blood work back because, you know, you can be tested for the proteins that can start to cause the dementia and the Alzheimer's. You should really get that test done. Remember, information is power. Okay,
yes.
Information is power. You don't have to jump into the lake if you get a positive test. You can then do things to correct that. There are chelators that can help you get those proteins out.
And with that, we are going to put the wraps on another edition of Health Watch. Don't forget, operators standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and they will be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock. 856-489-0505. 856-489-0505. 489-0505. And when you call, doesn't cost you anything. Book that initial consultation with Dr. Molly. You will definitely learn a lot, and you will see how potentially Dr. Molly can help you. Again, 856-489-0505. The website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. And don't forget, if you miss any of today's show or you want to hear it again, we have our Health Watch replay this afternoon, 4 until 5, here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. For Dr. Molly Fantasia and everyone at Innovative Medical Associates, the lovely Linda, and our nursing staff, Lana, Donna, Jess, and Mary Ann, and then there's Joanne, Delightful D, Fabulous Fran, and our medical assistant, Sandra. I'm your host, John DeMasi. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next Sunday, Health Watch, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. You take care.
Is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.